Part 3. You will hear a radio interview with Richard Mills, a seasoned novelist who will speak about his latest novel and his different experiences in writing development. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 3.
Today I'm here with Richard Mills, a writer with an extensive portfolio. He's been kind enough to join us today to talk about his incredible 15th novel, and also a little bit about the process that goes into producing something like that. Richard, what's the most difficult part about continuing to produce novel after novel?
Well, to a certain extent, the source material. The idea for a story doesn't always come so easily. That's why when I have something I know I can write about, and I know I want to develop, I pounce on the opportunity. To another point, writing happens to be my profession, and I'm lucky to be able to do that. But it also acts as a type of release. Because of this, and depending on the subject matter, writing a novel can be a painful process of self-reflection and growth. The result is always worth it. But I sometimes sway towards darker subject matter, which can make the process more straining.
I think most people familiar with your work would understand that sentiment. What can you tell us about this most recent work, your 15th novel overall?
Actually, it's probably appropriate to talk about that process that I go through for a novel. Its subject matter is based on the inner workings of an underground criminal operation. They specialize in trafficking young girls in the sex trade. Clearly, based solely on that, you can see that the tone is going to be pretty dark going forward. To create the best and truest book I could, I ended up doing a lot of research with real-life situations.
In terms of having access to different things, what did that involve?
I was fortunate enough to have access to a lot of the police work involved in trying to catch perpetrators involved in this specific type of crime. I interviewed a couple of different detectives and special agents to get their insight on how they go about trying to apprehend people like this. I also got to talk to some victims who are still in the process of recovering from their experiences. It goes without saying how sensitive I had to be. It got very emotional at times.
I don't think we can even imagine. Taking a turn in a slightly different direction, how do you approach these projects creatively? Is it the same each time, or does it vary as you move from idea to idea?
With each new idea or topic I want to explore, something I always want to keep in mind is my writing voice. The way I've cultivated my manner of writing is what I want to come through each time because I think it resonates with my readers as genuine. I never want people to think that I'm faking it when they look at my writing. On the other hand, in terms of the process itself, I've certainly changed my stance a little. I used to be very against trying to collaborate with others, but I've come to realize that more than one creative voice can sometimes be very beneficial.
If you were going to create something with some type of collaboration, what would that look like?
Nowadays, the genesis of many ideas may come about from something other than just relentlessly brainstorming on my own. There are many talented people I've come into contact with that have been open to sharing ideas and vice versa. As the creative process wears on, being able to bounce ideas off other writers has proven to be very valuable, and I'm glad that I've changed my tune a little.
Last thing before we go, what is your promotional schedule for the new book?
I'll be doing a book tour for the next couple of months, and then when it's finished, I'll have a series of signings here, locally, every week throughout the summer.
Now you'll hear the recording again.
Today I'm here with Richard Mills, a writer with an extensive portfolio. He's been kind enough to join us today to talk about his incredible 15th novel, and also a little bit about the process that goes into producing something like that. Richard, what's the most difficult part about continuing to produce novel after novel?
Well, to a certain extent, the source material. The idea for a story doesn't always come so easily. That's why when I have something I know I can write about, and I know I want to develop, I pounce on the opportunity. To another point, writing happens to be my profession, and I'm lucky to be able to do that. But it also acts as a type of release. Because of this, and depending on the subject matter, writing a novel can be a painful process of self-reflection and growth. The result is always worth it. But I sometimes sway towards darker subject matter, which can make the process more straining.
I think most people familiar with your work would understand that sentiment. What can you tell us about this most recent work, your 15th novel overall?
Actually, it's probably appropriate to talk about that process that I go through for a novel. Its subject matter is based on the inner workings of an underground criminal operation. They specialize in trafficking young girls in the sex trade. Clearly, based solely on that, you can see that the tone is going to be pretty dark going forward. To create the best and truest book I could, I ended up doing a lot of research with real-life situations.
In terms of having access to different things, what did that involve?
I was fortunate enough to have access to a lot of the police work involved in trying to catch perpetrators involved in this specific type of crime. I interviewed a couple of different detectives and special agents to get their insight on how they go about trying to apprehend people like this. I also got to talk to some victims who are still in the process of recovering from their experiences. It goes without saying how sensitive I had to be. It got very emotional at times.
I don't think we can even imagine. Taking a turn in a slightly different direction, how do you approach these projects creatively? Is it the same each time, or does it vary as you move from idea to idea?
With each new idea or topic I want to explore, something I always want to keep in mind is my writing voice. The way I've cultivated my manner of writing is what I want to come through each time because I think it resonates with my readers as genuine. I never want people to think that I'm faking it when they look at my writing. On the other hand, in terms of the process itself, I've certainly changed my stance a little. I used to be very against trying to collaborate with others, but I've come to realize that more than one creative voice can sometimes be very beneficial.
If you were going to create something with some type of collaboration, what would that look like?
Nowadays, the genesis of many ideas may come about from something other than just relentlessly brainstorming on my own. There are many talented people I've come into contact with that have been open to sharing ideas and vice versa. As the creative process wears on, being able to bounce ideas off other writers has proven to be very valuable, and I'm glad that I've changed my tune a little.
Last thing before we go, what is your promotional schedule for the new book?
I'll be doing a book tour for the next couple of months, and then when it's finished, I'll have a series of signings here, locally, every week throughout the summer.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.